Greetings, dear friends and listeners. This is Pastor Rex Cat, and when I'm not a missionary cybernaut exploring the internet, I'm co-producing The Reverend Is In for Reverend Bookburn, live from Volta Radio most Sunday nights at 9 o'clock to 11 or so Eastern Standard Time, USA, on Volta Radio.
Welcome. The Reverend is in.
Okay, I think it's time. Everything. Thank you. Right, testes 1-2. Testicle 1-2. Yes. The big phallic microphone is working. The weapon of ass destruction is working. And the big John Holmes porn star microphone is working. Tell me when we're ready. I'm ready now. All right, let's do it. And put that recording thing on, please. Thank you. I'm ready. Okay. Good evening. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. And tonight we're doing a very special show. Tonight the theme is Occupy Wall Street Special Edition. And we have an absolutely killer fucking playlist to play for you, as well as commentary and news. And I'm going to answer the most common question first. Yes, there will be a Spanksgiving show this year. It will be in 2 weeks. We are doing Happy Spanksgiving on November 20th. However, tonight, we're going to spank Wall Street. And it is consensual, we're pretty sure. And I'm not sure what the safe word is. Maybe it's something like Coke, you know, or Cantor, or something along those lines. But anyway, that is to come. And we are going to devote tonight's entire show to the Occupy Wall Street movement, which Naomi Klein very appropriately calls the most important thing going on in the world right now. And in fact, it is global. It did not just springboard and grow like wildfire across the U.S., the belly of the corporate beast, but has spread to every continent. This is now a global movement, and it is essential because the global corporations rooted at Wall Street, based at Wall Street, are the people who are fucking up not only this nation, but the entire world, and causing more poverty, misery, starvation, death, sweatshops, and suffering than any force in modern history. And this movement has begun almost straight out of the V for Vendetta movie, in which significant numbers of people finally rose up despite the force of the opposition and despite the corporate media bullshit, manipulation, and lies. We are going to begin by a track of a band. I know I play them a lot, but I can't get over how great this CD is on the Profane Existence label. From the CD Chaos or Bust, this is the Cooters doing Crapple Pie.
Bow down to your gods on Thank you. celebration. This is no time for shaking hands. This is no time for backslapping. This is no time for marching bands. This is no time for optimism. This is no time for endless thought. This is no time for my country right or wrong. Remember what that brought. There is no time. There is no time. There is no time. There is no time. This is no time for congratulations. This is no time to turn your back. This is no time for circumlocution. This is no time for learned speech. This is no time to count your blessings. This is no time for profit gain. This is a time to put up a shut up. It won't come back this way again. There is no time. There is no time. There is no time. There is no time. This is no time to swallow anger. This is no time to ignore hate. This is no time to be acting frivolous, because the time is getting late. This is no time for private vendettas. This is no time to not know who you are. Self-knowledge is a dangerous thing, the freedom of who you are. This is no time to ignore warnings. This is no time to clear the plate. Let's not be sorry after the fact, and let the past become our fate. There is no time. There is no time. There is no time. There is no time. This is no time to turn away and drink, or smoke some vials of crack. This is a time to gather force and take dead aim and attack. This is no time for celebration. This is no time for saluting flags. This is no time for inner searchings. The future is at hand. This is no time for phony rhetoric. This is no time for political speech. This is a time for action, because the future's within reach. This is the time. This is the time. This is the time. Because there is no time. 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 Thank you.
Hey, this is Deborah.
And Keith.
From the band Davey. And you're listening to Reverend Bookburn on The Reverend Is In at VoltaRadio.com.
Providing a moral support for indie bands and media since 2001.
This is Halliburton, Ernie, and it's so good to be here at Volta Radio with Reverend Bookburn and Pastor Whoremaster and John the Craptist, and we're having so much fun celebrating the Occupy Wall Street worldwide protests, and also indulging in a little bit of herbal medicine in the process. And now it gives me great delight to introduce the next song by Planet Gong, a very beautiful song entitled Opium for the People.
Alpha, Beta, Gamma, Hubba Dubba. Yeah.
Neighbors, no one loves you like he loves you. And no one cares like he cares. Neighbors, let us join today in the holy love of God and money. Because neighbors, no one loves you like he loves you. And what better way to show your love than to dig deep into your pockets? Dig real deep and give until it hurts. Alleviate your guilt. Free yourself once again, because he gave to you, brothers and sisters. Please give a $10, $25, or $50 tax-deductible donation, and I assure you your modest pledge will be used to censor TV and radio, ban questionable books, and contribute to many other godly services. No longer will young Christian Americans humanistically indulge in masochistic submission to rhythmic music, or with your monetary support, there is no end to what we can achieve in this country. The voice of God is government. The voice of God is government. The voice of God is government. Get God takes back. Can't you see what we believe in? Our thoughts and our reasons to the life and liberty. Happiness we cannot taste. We just trip the mighty voice of our desire, real sight. I am in the chains of our sectors, urban once more far. The voice of God is government. The voice of God is government. The voice of God is government. Giving us sympathy! If we should God and Jesus Christ, religious love is sacrifice. For God is shown to cash. God is dead. Fill my trash. I'm real bad. No way. I'm sitting on my knees. That's what God needs. Build a $1 million church. Money spent on God's search. Voice of God is government. Voice of God is government. Voice of God is government. God is government.
Heard Bad Religion doing Voice of God is Government. Planet Gong did Opium for the People. Deborah and Keith from the band Davey did the Volta Radio Station ID and the Reverend is in promo. John Lennon, Yoko Ono, and the Elephant's Memory Band did Attica State and New York City from their incredible Sometime in New York City CD. Lou Reed did There Is No Time from his incredible New York CD. Quicksilver Messenger Service did What About Me and started off with the Cooters doing Crapple Pie. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend is In. Tonight the show is Occupy Wall Street Special Edition. And we are going to make it very special. We are off next Sunday night and returning in 2 weeks on November 20th with the Happy Spanksgiving 2011 show. And we're going to incorporate some of the ideas we got, but I'm not giving any of it away tonight. So you'll just have to tune in and hear it. So no clues even. Don't look at me that way, Pastor Whoremaster. We're giving nothing in advance this year. So if you want to know about it, then listen to Happy Spanksgiving on November 20th here at Volta Radio. And of course, we will have updates at the always updated ReverendBookburn.com, which, yes, you're right, John the Craptist. It was moved to RevBookburn.blogspot.com, but it still automatically redirects. So if that's too much to remember, ReverendBookburn.com will send you there, and we will update on that and all future shows, including ones with guests. We have one birthday and one death announcement. Between this show and next, actually in a couple of days, is the birthday of longtime friend and book burner Naomi, alias The Gnome, and she will be celebrating a birthday this coming week, and we say happy birthday to you. Sadly, we have to report the death of Corey Smoot, who you probably know better as Flatus Maximus from the band Gwar. And that's got to be fucking strange because they're on tour and I don't know what they're going to do. They're supposed to play in Philadelphia in a couple of weeks. But anyway, who knows what's happening with the future of Gwar, but more than just being a band member, he was a person and a cool guy. And we say goodbye with respect and honor to Corey Smoot, also known as Flatus Maximus. Let's see. News I'm going to skip because we have such a big playlist that we're going to get right into the subject at hand. Hopefully nobody's been fucked up by this time change weekend situation. We're lucky. We're reminded by a zillion people because it's always on a Sunday, the day of the show. And so far that hasn't screwed up the show since January 2001. But it is a clock issue, and people have alerted us to that, and hopefully you are catching the show. I guess, when would other people tune in? Well, I guess they would have started an hour ago, right? And so they would have heard the last half of RSVP, which is cool. It's great to prepare for this one while listening to them doing their show, and it's very entertaining to me. Anyway, so hopefully everybody tuned in on time to this show, and it's an acknowledgement, and actually it's a celebration of Occupy Wall Street, because it's what Naomi Klein has called, and I 100% agree, the most important thing happening in the world today, because there are struggles for freedom, there are movements for change, there are systems that have been toppled in the past year, but nothing is striking at the heart of the grandest beast of all, the core of most of the most severe problems of the world, than taking on the corporate monster that is ravaging this world. And it is not just a fight that is on principle. It is a fight that began with no acknowledgement from the corporate media. Now there is acknowledgement, but like all of these assholes, like the people at Fox News and racist scumbag Breitbart and so many others that you can't even name them all. But with all of them trying to smear Occupy Wall Street after the corporate silence, this movement still managed to blossom. It is a worldwide phenomenon. The entire world is watching, and more people are participating and taking action. And already, much of the discussion and debate about preventing the future and further fucking up of this nation and the global economy is being reshaped. They are reshaping the discussion. So it isn't just a bunch of teabag psychos saying, cut, 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 cut grandma's Medicare, cut everybody's pensions and Social Security, cut everybody's ability to care for the babies that we force them to have, on and on and on. The discussion is already being reshaped in a movement that is blossoming, and it is blossoming not only despite the corporate media and the right-wing hacks, but it also in spite of incredible repression and violence. Yes, there has been great inroads in many places, but there has also been responses that have included tear gas, pepper spray, sticks, rubber bullets, and these assholes have even injured veterans from the Iraqi war. And no matter what anybody feels about the war, these guys are not the war profiteers. They're not the people who treasonously lied to the nation to sell them a bill of goods. These were the people who found themselves trapped in the war, and they fought, and they came home, and they took a stand for justice and got shot. Scott Olson, for one, in Oakland, California, and also in Oakland, now a second Iraqi veteran is injured, plus countless other people who've been sprayed, gassed, sticked, and every kind of dirty and disgusting tactic that could be used by the police, who actually should be identifying with the 99%ers, the people who are standing for all, because their own futures and pensions and job status is also on the line. They might be too stupid to know that, but many of them, but their future is actually hanging in the balance because the corporate stooges in the United States Congress is only serving the top 1%. So they're saying, fuck you, to bridge repair, fighting fires, emergency medical teams, police even, survival services, healthcare, cares for toddlers and infants, and every survival program that is in this nation. They are attacking it. This movement is the most important in the world, and now they have blossomed despite the repression and despite the corporate media. And so tonight we're beginning by saying we love you and full honor and respect, but it's not just about acknowledging, it is about building and taking it further. The protests, despite the idiots that have been sent to the camps by police who attempted to redirect alcoholics and miscellaneous people off the streets into the camps, the people who would co-opt it for religious cults or the sickly Ron Paul cult or the Illuminati followers and NWO types and all that shit. Despite the co-optation efforts, this movement has blossomed not just as a viable movement, but as a movement that has not been taken down by co-optation. And it is a movement that has built a beautiful scene within itself, the cooperation, the general assemblies, the creative and artistic signs and expression, and the resilience that has been unmatched for years. Yes, we love you and acknowledge you with full respect and honor, and we will push for additional support and additional growth so that this can continue, and we will follow up by countering the attacks. We won't let the assholes like Andrew Breitbart and all of the T-psycho stooges that flood the comments sections after articles, we will not let any of them have the final word. They will be rebuffed so that their words land on their ass because of the buffoonery that they stand for. Okay. This movement is also new. It's been building, and it's been reflective of how people have been feeling since Bush kind of perpetrated the Reagan legacy of serving only the very top and pushed deregulation and tax cuts for the rich and other things that really fucked the economy and the entire nation almost beyond repair. And when the inevitable crash occurred in 2008, the seeds of this movement began, and it took a while, but eventually it became a large-scale movement. And I go by my own barometers, like conservative family members, which is practically all of them, the most conservative people at work, etc. And I can say that with the measuring bars of those of us who are involved in the show, as well as the people we hear from the most, there is a groundswell of support for this movement. And even if they don't overly support it, this has struck a chord. This is resonating with the American people. The corporate media and propaganda outlets like Fox News, and news is, of course, in quotes, despite all of that shit, it is resonating because it's not just the people who are disenfranchised, who are losing homes and losing jobs. It is not just any sector. It is broad. It is affecting people from all walks of life. So the people who want to say they're a bunch of hippies, or the people who want to use it, like the T-psychos, to make further nonsensical and utterly stupid remarks about illegals and other racist and stupid comments, they're not carrying any weight. They're not being listened to, and they're not being taken seriously, even with the corporate media kissing their ass. They are not gaining ground. This movement is resonating, and this movement is winning, and we celebrate that, and we are out to push it even further. So if any of you from the 1% are tuning in, we know you're afraid. We know you're afraid because of the desperate measures you're taking to speed up the Super Congress and Super Committee slashing and burning Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid austerity measures to further siphon even more wealth. Yes, we know you're afraid and desperate, and you should be, because now there is a momentum, and you are going to be fucking accountable for all corporate crime and for all insane economic policies that have been going on for too long, since the early days of Reagan to the present day. And that shit needs to end. Another thing I love about this movement is they are not only striking at Wall Street and doing actions at appropriate places nationwide, but they're doing terrific action. And we linked some of these at ReverendBookburn.com today. Occupying scumbag Mitch McConnell's office, one of the guys who is on a cutting streak, unemployment extensions, on the whole fucking list. So going right to not just the heart of the beast, but also some of the key culprits is a beautiful thing. And of course, the people in D.C. going after the Koch brothers while they were down there. There's John Birch, fascistos, who are at the core of the Tea Psycho movement and the Super Congress and all of the congressional stooges for the 1%. The Koch brothers event was quite ruined by the people who did the anti-Koch action today, not today, but in recent days. And special thanks and shout out to the people who participated in those actions. All right, there is so much more to this, and we're going to get to it, but A, I get talked out pretty easily these days, and two, my throat is shot to shit. Bad Religion has been in the background if it's loud enough, but that's going to go. We're going to play a song for Dana Beale and the rest of the legalized marijuana movement, or at least the components of the movement that isn't advocating utterly stupid, insane ideas like supporting Ron Paul or Gary Johnson. But to the people who aren't falling for that idiotic shit, this is for you. This is from the bonus CD that comes for free with the incredible DVD version of the documentary from Amsterdam, entitled Sex, Drugs, and Democracy. And we'll send this out to the legalized marijuana movement. This is Professor X and Congo doing War on Drugs.
Forward! We'll be right back.
license, insurance, and registration. We're off to fight the war on drugs, hurrah, hurrah, with billions of your tax dollars, ha ha, ha ha. We've got the best weapons that money can buy, just to make sure you can't get high, better hide yours, cash, cause we're coming after you. There's a strange smell coming from this vehicle. What's that funny looking cigarette I see in the ashtray? Step out of the vehicle, sir. We're off to fight the war on drugs, hurrah, hurrah. The government thugs will plant their bugs, ha ha, ha ha. We'll never win this bogus fight, so wipe your ass with a bill of rights. Better hide your assets, we're coming after you. You expect me to believe that this is not yours? We can impound your vehicle, and you're looking at 6 months in jail or a $5,000 fine, buddy. Get a lawyer. Welcome, Joe.
They say we're back. Capital, it fails us now. Come in, let us see the time. Capital, it fails us now. Come in, let us see the time.
Capital, it fails us now. Scientists are here.
This is Dr. Greed, and I am disgusted with the shenanigans that are going on at Volta Radio. That was a horrible song by the Crucifix, and now there's going to be even more loud noise by the Ramones. I'm tired of people who are running the healthcare industry and the insurance industry and Wall Street being maligned by all these crazy hippies. And now they have me introducing the Ramones, doing a cover from Creedence Clearwater Revival entitled Have You Ever Seen the Rain?
You heard the Ramones doing Have You Ever Seen the Rain? Crucifix did Annual Report. Anthrax did a Discharge cover entitled Protest and Survive. Gang of Four did Capital, It Fails Us Now. Jello Biafra and Mojo Nixon did Will the Fetus Be Aborted from their incredible Prairie Home Invasion CD on Alternative Tentacles, alternativetentacles.com. Human Sexual Response did What Does Sex Mean to Me? And started off with Professor X and Congo doing War on Drugs. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend is In, and tonight the theme is Occupy Wall Street Special Edition. And we covered the corporate media initial blackout, the propagandists who are maligning and misrepresenting the Occupy movement, the repression and violence against them, particularly in Oakland, but certainly not limited there, and the great actions and growth and waves of support that have happened despite all of these odds. When the Oakland police injured Scott Olson the movement grew. And it's like one of the many creative signs that have been held at the Occupy movement events. Screw us and we multiply. And within the movement, despite the would-be co-opters and miscellaneous goofballs, a beautiful culture within it is also blossoming, based on cooperation, based on democracy, based on humanity, and really making the scene work. And it is for this and so many other reasons that we salute and honor and say we love you to the Occupy movement. I want to talk a little bit about support and what people can do, because a lot of people, myself included, cannot miss significant amounts of time from work. In fact, I can't miss much at all, which is a good thing in terms of job security, but it means that I can't physically be there. And most people I know cannot, but there are still ways to support the movement, including financial contributions and, equally important, equipment and supplies. So we provided some of the links, plus they're on all the social networking sites, including Fascist Book. And if you find out what the nearest Occupy movement needs, which could be jackets, coats, blankets, containers of water, whatever, then it is critical that people help them with that. Tangible support, supplies and equipment, and also support by message, because if you don't speak up, if you don't add a comment after an article at one of the bullshit sites like CNN or Yahoo, or worst of all, of course, Fox News. I don't want to encourage anybody to even go there, but when there's articles in the corporate media, the shitheads who were fooled by the Koch brothers and joined the T-psychos, joined the racist groups, joined the theocratic religious right groups, the anti-abortion terror groups, they must not have the last word on the Occupy movement or any issue for that matter, but in particular the Occupy movement, and they will try to malign it. And they've already shown pictures from ancient demonstrations, and so they would find a sign that they feel would offend most people and say, oh, this was at Wall Street a couple of weeks ago. And these tactics have to be slammed so that these people end up on their ass. They cannot get away with bullshitting what the movement represents. And so far, they have failed. So far, they have failed to prevent the flourishing of support that this movement enjoys. And it's up to us to keep it that way, because this is a very weird culture. People have been easily manipulated since the first wave of hysteria, since the Gulf of Tonkin incident, which was total bullshit and fabricated, but they staged an incident that justified all of the puppet Congress at the time, justifying expanding the Vietnam War. And people fell for the bullshit. After September 11th, people allowed their natural and justified feelings of horror and outrage into supporting the dumbest motherfucker possible who could sit in the Oval Office, George W. Bush, and support his plan 3 days after the terror incident, his plan to provide a stimulus package, not like the recent ones, but a package that was strictly for the corporations because he was going to rebuild our economic growth. And it was a corporate stimulus package, and people fell for that shit because they were manipulated easily by the corporate media and by this culture. And that fact remains to a point, although the Occupy movement has certainly struck a blow against how easily manipulated the American people are, but it's not solid. It's more liquid. That is something that could change very easily, and it is up to us to nudge things in a direction that says, don't even entertain the notion that Joe Teabag Shithead, the plumber, just said in the comment below mine. We all know that what he just said is utterly absurd, and then set the record straight. And on another bright note, here in beautiful Philadelphia, with the phenomenal Occupy Philadelphia movement that has been consistent pretty much from the beginning, there is additional news, and that is that there was a wedding today, and that is fucking awesome. And that's one wedding. Yes, I agree, Pastor Whoremaster. We should offer to do an additional wedding ceremony. We haven't had a wedding on the show since Lady Simone and Brother Eric, alias Mr. Beefcake, were wedded on the show, and we're certainly willing to do that. But for now, we just want to acknowledge the happy couple and say that the way you met, the way your love began, all the way up to the ceremony that was like a part of the Occupy movement and a part of the Occupy camp and an overall scene, and continues, since this is also, I guess, their honeymoon. We want to say that we wish you endless health and happiness and love. And how are we on time? I can't believe how fucking late it is. But we're going to go over time, no doubt about it, and that's okay. It's worth it. I'm not cutting any of the playlist, and we have a third set coming that is fantastic, and we'll probably go over time. So I guess if you were fucked up by the changing of the clock, or if you partied too much this weekend, or if you've been active on the front lines and tuned in late, you'll get some extra content of the show. And I hope some people are listening at the sites, because that would just fucking be awesome. The show is expected to be preserved at Radio 4 All, radio4all.net, thanks to our dear friend Pastor Rex Cat, who records and archives quality copies of these shows and puts it up usually in a week or less at Radio 4. We'll post it so that anybody who missed it or anybody who wants to hear it again can do so. And of course, like the show itself, always available for free. Okay. book burners who are already into the show know that towards the end of the show, the majority of the time, we do our Asshole of the Week awards, and including the runner-ups. And we are going to do that tonight. One person who was not going to receive the award because she just seems well-meaning and helpless and can't help but be a hysteria monger. So we're going to call her Buffoon of the Week and save the Asshole of the Week awards for later. We feel so sorry for her. But like other pushers of hysteria, whether it's the birthers or the Illuminati cult or, you know, or even the Ron Paul cultists or just anybody who promotes wackery and quackery. No, we're okay this weekend. They may have started off meaning well, but ended up being pushers of hysteria. And that is what this week's Buffoon of the Week has been doing. She is active in what she calls fighting against human trafficking. And what she does is promotes all kinds of usually ludicrous and totally absurd and factually false propaganda because it pushes for a grander agenda. And that grander agenda is she hates anybody who is into sex work. She hates pornography. She hates anything. And so by tying it all together with this grand conspiracy of 850 billion human traffickers, pushes not only hysteria, but of course a call for repressive laws. And her most recent strike, I know she does. You're right, John Necraptist. She does sound like that anti-acorn guy. Now she's fighting the Village Voice and claiming that they are responsible for child prostitution. I think she's confusing them with the Vatican. But that's another discussion. That's another show. But anyway, Buffoon of the Week is Amanda Cloer. I guess that's how you say it. K-L-O-E-R. Amanda Cloer, who, again, is on an agenda to fight sex workers and porn and things that really nobody has any legitimate business fighting. You know, victimless crimes are stupid and they cost tons of money and they incarcerate, similar to the weed prisoners, they incarcerate people who are perps of victimless crimes and cause the release of more and more thugs and people like the T-psychos and the pedophile priests. So, Amanda, we're sorry, but you are the Buffoon of the Week. And we are friends with Nina Hartley, Annie Sprinkle, video star and internet sensation Jackie Joy, who was a guest on the show, Susie Bright, Laura Riskell, the Dark Lady, Dr. Susan Block. And we hate to bust your little bubble, but they're not trafficked. They're not, and they're not traffickers. Okay. Sorry to disrupt your fantasy world, but they're nothing like that. Anyway, wow, time just flies when you're having fun broadcasting. We're gonna play a song by the Avengers from their classic CD. This is entitled We Are the One.
We are the ones who have the fun. We want control. We want square. It's coming from a feel that this ain't exactly real, or it's real, but it ain't exactly there. From the war against disorder, from the sirens night and day, from the fires of the homeless, from the ashes of the gay. Democracy is coming to the USA.
Dreamed I saw Phil Oakes last night, alive as you and me. Says I to Phil, you're 10 years dead. I never died, says he. I never died, says he. The music business killed you, Phil. They ignored the things you said and cast you out when fashions changed, says Phil. But I ain't dead, says Phil, but I ain't dead. The FBI harassed you, Phil. They smeared you with their lies, says he, but they could never kill what they could not compromise. I never compromised. Though fashions changed and critics sneered, the songs that I have sung are just as true tonight as then. The struggle carries on. The struggle carries on. When the song of freedom rings out loud from valleys and from hills, where people stand up for their rights, Phil Oakes is with us still. Phil Oakes inspires us still.
There's no place in this world where I'll belong when I'm gone, and I won't know the right from the wrong when I'm gone, and you won't find me singing on this song when I'm gone, so I guess I'll have to do it while I'm here. And I won't feel the flowing of the time when I'm gone. All the pleasures of love will not be mine when I'm gone. My pen won't pour a lyric line when I'm gone. So I guess I'll have to do it while I'm here. And I won't breathe the bracing air when I'm gone. And I can't even worry about my cares when I'm gone. Won't be asked to do my share when I'm gone. So I guess I'll have to do it while I'm here. And I won't be running from the rain when I'm gone. And I can't even suffer from the pain when I'm gone. Can can say who's to praise and who's to blame when I'm gone. So I guess I'll have to do it while I'm here. Won't see the golden of the sun when I'm gone. And the evenings and the mornings will be one when I'm gone. Can't be singing louder than the guns while I'm gone. So I guess I'll have to do it while I'm here. All my days won't be dances of delight when I'm gone. And the sands will be shifting from my sight when I'm gone. Can't add my name into the fight while I'm gone. So I guess I'll have to do it while I'm here. And I won't be laughing at the lies when I'm gone. And I can't question how or when or why when I'm gone. Can't live proud enough to die when I'm gone. So I guess I'll have to do it while I'm here. There's no place in this world where I'll belong when I'm gone. And I will know the right from the wrong when I'm gone. And you won't find me singing on this song when I'm gone. So I guess I'll have to do it. I guess I'll have to do it. Guess I'll have to do it while I'm here.
People, okay.
I'm George W. Bush, and I approve this message. It was so much fun handing over this nation to my friends at Wall Street, Bechtel, Halliburton, the other oil barons and war profiteers. And I felt that the tax cuts for the rich was in keeping with the spirit of the holidays, of giving. And I just chose to give to those who had the most. But I feel proud of what I've done. And I have nothing against those lovely people who are occupying all over the darn place. But still, I have to think about my friends and my family and the legacy my grandpappy left me. So, it's no hard feelings, and congratulations on finally waking up to what we've done. I'm George W. Bush, and I approve this message.
y'all. This is Dr. Laura Hall, and I want to talk about our Santa tea bagging party. People, these tea parties were not I Hate Obama rallies. No, they weren't. These were to let Congress know that the people are dissatisfied with what they're doing at the moment. I get asked all the damn time why we did not protest when our dear President Bush was in office. And I tell him that we loved everything he did. Besides, someone emailed me that our dear President Bush was doing his own tea bagging in private. I guess that's in support of our efforts. Bless him. I was told that we right-wing GOP types sure seem to love our tea bags. They say that some of us even go from party to party, getting tea bagged again and again and again. I have no idea what they mean, but bring the tea bagging on. Hey, you all, can I secede from America? All hail teabagging. This is Dr. Laura Hoa saying keep your bags close and your baggers closer. And teabag a liberal Dem before they teabag you. Bye-bye.
Oh, shit, man. Put out a warning when you do one of those, man!
Yes, it's that very special time once again. It's time for Asshole of the Week. And we have runner-ups as well. The first runner-up. Oh. You're right, Pastor Whoremaster. I didn't do the date and IDs. Sunday, November 6th, 2011, at VoltaRadio.com, ReverendBookburn.com, and radio4all.net. Our first runners-up to Asshole of the Week are, it's not a person, it's an entity, Merchant Lending Solutions, which is a scam in the Philadelphia and New Jersey area, who target immigrants and seniors who open small businesses, getting them locked into scams that they have difficulty getting out of, and then when they're overtly ripped off, it costs many thousands more to retrieve some of your losses from them and to get out of the contract. But you struck at people who know a close book burner. So we know about the senior who runs a bridal shop and the immigrants who run their own small business as well. And we know that you are scammers. Merchants Lending Service, Lending Solutions. You are the first runner-up to Asshole of the Week. And there's another runner-up, John McCraptus. So be patient. The second runner-up is Michael Pearl. Michael Pearl is an author of a training manual, as he calls it, to justify child abuse. I guess his book was read by that fucking judge that was all over YouTube. Michael Pearl Where's the fart sounds? We need fart sounds for Asshole of the Week, starting with Cheech from Cheech and Chong.
Oh, shit, man! Put out a warning when you do one of those, man!
That's better. Thank you. Michael Pearl, author of the training manual, is actually trying to justify abuse against children, including advocating in his training manual, following children around with loaded weapons in your hand, defended his own follower who killed his daughter using his methods, defended another follower's use of a plumbing tool against a one-year-old, and advocated carrying weapons in the home, you know, the same way bites, and reaffirmed all of these allegations on his appearance on October 26, 2011 on the Anderson Cooper Show. This man stands for violence and abuse, plain and simple, and is an absolute lowlife. And Michael Pearl, you are the second runner-up to Asshole of the Week. And that means that we need a recipient who is so special that even the runner-ups can be outshined. And it's not a person, of course, it's an entity. But still, we never issued this award to said entity. Usually it was just individuals like the Madoffs and all that kind of shit, Goldman Sachs, Countrywide, all that shit. Tonight, Asshole of the Week is the collective pillars of Wall Street and their stooges in the United States Congress. Both corporate political parties, but mostly the Republican Party, who are pushing austerity measures and cutting Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, food stamps, and women with children programs, a WIC it's called on the East Coast, so to further enrich the 1%. The Wall Street... Did we lose the fart sounds again? This is a long-ass Asshole of the Week awards. Here's Cheech.
Oh, shit, man! Put out a warning when you do one of those, man!
The collective entity of Wall Street and their stooges, their pieces of purchased property in the United States Congress. You are Assholes of the Week. Now we can kill the fart sounds. Just... Thank you. No more bong for Pastor Whoremaster or John the Craptist. Yes, I said it. You heard Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com doing Dr. Laura Whore, the most recent version, the 2009 version. And there's about a half a dozen before that. The Tom Robinson Band did Ain't Gonna Take It. Before that, Rev Bookburn's animation theme. The Clash did Spanish Bombs and Clamp Down from the London Calling CD. Phil Oaks did When I'm Gone. Billy Bragg did I Dreamed I Saw Phil Oaks Last Night. Leonard Cohen did Democracy from his incredible The Future CD, which included his tracks that were also used in the Natural Born Killers soundtrack and film. Before Leonard Cohen, you heard DOA doing The Times, They Are a Changin', and started off with The Avengers doing We Are the One. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme has been Occupy Wall Street Special Edition. Hope you turned into the whole show or at least parts of it, but we gave love and honor and support and respect to the participants of Occupy Wall Street. A big fuck you to the people who beat them, gas them, shoot rubber bullets at them, etc., who should know better because they are fucked along with the rest of the 99% by the corporate masters. Applause, especially for the actions against Mitch McConnell's office and the Koch brothers event, avoiding co-optation from the Rand Paul cult and, I mean, the Ron Paul cult and the nut jobs from the Illuminati and New World Order kinds of conspiracy theorists. An endorsement of the creative and artistic signs, especially Screw Us and We Multiply, countering the lies of the once non-covering corporate media and now the lying corporate media that misrepresents them, Fox News and other corporate media propaganda outlets. Support them by supplying equipment and supplies, and if possible, contributions if one cannot participate. And of course, to keep the momentum going, keep it going, continue to support it, not let it be a past thing, but a present and future operation, so that the insanity that is going on, and probably the next insanity, is the Super Congress or the Super Committee wanting to make $1 trillion in cuts. And it's three ruthless Republicans and three gutless, spineless Democrats. And that means cutting the future. Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, on down the line. And it must be stopped. And now it is possible. Continue reshaping and the political landscape, reframing the discussions and the debates, keep the momentum up. It is global. There is massive support, and we are going to continue to nurture that however much we can. And we will, of course, be covering this on future shows as well, and links and information at ReverendBookburn.com and on our social networking sites. Thank you, people participating in Occupy Wall Street and the rest of the sites around the nation and around the world. We are not doing a show next Sunday night. We are returning in 2 weeks on November 20th for Happy Spanksgiving 2011. Write to the Reverend Rev Bookburn, no period in Rev, after Rev. Rev Bookburn at sjcdc.org. Check out the always updated reverendbookburn.com. The YouTube channel is youtube.com/revbookburn. On MySpace, myspace.com/reverendbookburn. On fascist Facebook, where you cannot be Rev or Reverend as a first name, The Rev, last name Bookburn. And on the info tab, the link to Pages, the Reverend Bookburn fan site. We will be back in 2 weeks. We are going to play a closing tune by Motorhead. I think everybody loves Motorhead. If I'm wrong, I'm sorry. But I will never get tired of the song. I just love Motorhead, and I love this song, and it seemed like a fitting closure to Occupy Wall Street Special Edition. We will see you next in 2 weeks for Happy Spanksgiving 2011 on November 20th. We are going to close Occupy Wall Street Special Edition with a track by Motorhead entitled Orgasmatron. Good night.
Time so nonchalant and spend our nights so bon vivant. We pass our days in silence. silk and rose. The money comes, the money goes. We know it's all a passing phase. We light our lamps for atmosphere and hang our hopes on chandeliers. We're going wrong, we're gaining weight, we're sleeping long and far too late. And so it's time to change our ways. Things refined, we hide our hearts from harder times. A string of pearls, a foreign car. Oh, we can only go so far on caviar and cabernet. Drown our doubts in dry champagne and soothe our souls with fine cocaine. I don't know why I even care. We'll get so high and get nowhere. We'll have to change our jaded ways. And then begin, we'll drink a toast to how it's been. A few more hours to be complete. A few more nights on satin sheets. A few more times that I can say.
We all know that the time for wealth is through. what we shall be, but knowing really not controlling, which time perhaps I'll pass the traps and find some peace and understanding. Happy you come, and while you're gone, you leave me guessing, it's depressing. Never to know the way to go, to find some time alone a little less pressing. So you just have to laugh.
turn.